Jerry Willamette's here in Nikolai, and you're just packing your stuff up to get it prepared so that when it's time to go, you'll be ready to go. Talk about your run so far. How has it gone? I understand you're an hour behind your schedule, but things seem to be moving okay.
Yeah, an hour is not a problem. That's just an internal observation, you know. I did the runs I wanted to do. I broke up the run from Rome to here. Took a little break halfway because that run, sometimes it goes good and sometimes it's just 2 hours too long, you know. And I didn't want to go through Rome like a lot of people do and shorten it that way. So, yeah, not all is, it's all good.
Yeah. Now talk about kind of what you learned from just past experience and doing this race a number of times, and you're into Nikolai in good position today, and regarding your rest time and not getting caught up with, you know, the front of the pack and all of that hubbub, what have you learned and what's your kind of mentality right now?
Well, I've looked at, you know, the race for a number of years and like race times and, you know, if individual mushers and, like, say, Pete Kaiser and Mike Williams Jr., you know, and they, you know, they make the top 10, but they are not in the early crowd, early in the race, you know. They just hold it together, and then when they come to the course, they have a team that can really race, and that's how the Iditarod was traditionally approached, you know, and then people got more competitive and started racing early and early and earlier. But it's still a very valid approach, I think, to just, you know, keep your team together, and by the time you hit Caltag, you know, you're able to step on the gas a bit. And then, you know, these guys, you know, are coming in eighth place and fifth place, and it's pretty good. Maybe it's maybe not a winning approach, but it's it is an approach for success.
Right. You scratched last year in Utilicleat, and obviously you do not want that to happen again. How are you going to ensure that your team is healthy, is strong? It sounds like you're already kind of taking it a little bit more conservative early on. How are you going to ensure that you do make it into Nome in really good position?
Yeah, like I just said, you know, I want to keep a large number of dogs, give them adequate rest. I noticed that some of the long runs early in the race didn't sit well, or some years didn't sit well, so I'm cutting that out. And, you know, like this afternoon, you know, we're taking a break. We're going to do the run to Takotna this evening when it's dark and colder. So just time it right for the dogs. I think that's, in this weather, something you really have to do, you know, just stay out of the heat of the day.
Yeah. It is definitely really hot today.
Yeah, not that much out on the swamps. There's a little
breeze
from the east, which cools it as you come in here. But now going over to McGrath, you're traveling with that breeze, so like you're in zero wind speed, and that's a killer. And it's going to be interesting to see if these front runners have to pay a price for ignoring that kind of old wisdom of staying out of that heat. Because it used to be like, in Iditarod, it was always like, don't run between 12 and 6 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
When, you know, when Doug was running and Martin, and they all had a fairly fast approach, you know, fast teams with long rests. They'd always time their rests for the warm time of the day.
Mm-hmm. Now talk about your dogs. You have some standing up right now looking like they're ready to run. How's their performance so far?
Pretty good. Pretty good. They are holding together pretty good, except for my main guy, well, one of my main leaders, who came down with a sore shoulder. I had to drop him. But everybody else is here, some few minor things, but nothing major, so it's good.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people got to know you during the Paul Johnson race this year in Unalakleet and along the coast, and I'm sure they'll be ready and they're anxious to see how you do this year. Anything else you'd like to share?
Yeah, I brought the beaver hat that I got in Unalakleet there at the race, and I don't know what I brought it for.
Yeah, you haven't needed it yet.
It's so warm, but it kind of reminds me of 2009 where it was so warm early on too and then got brutally cold on the coast. I haven't seen a weather forecast, but you know, that hat is staying in the sled. I'm carried all the way.
All right. Well, thanks, Jerry.
Okay.
Jerry Willemitzer in Nikolai and reporting in Nikolai for Iditarod 41. I'm Lorelei Kinneen.